Thank you for saying all that. And I love doing them. Go to my post, Marcia McAllister Post or Beacon of Hope Ministries. You'll find them. Listen to Station ID and we will be right. All right. Welcome back to the second hour of Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. I'm Pastor Marcia along with Cindy and Megan, both of them calling from the road today. So we had a little road noise, but that's better now. And just want to encourage every one of you to listen to our Facebook posts because usually they're anywhere from 10 minutes to 15, someplace in there. And this past week was kind of funny because of what happened during the post. Megan, you were able to listen to it. I think you did too, Cindy. Do you want to comment on that?
Yes, you know. You did rest in peace, and I think it was rest in peace too.
It was hashtag rest in peace too. Yeah.
Yes, and you know, wonderful message until someone knocked on the door
rang the doorbell.
Your security system went off, and that would be the canine crew known as Zoe Grace and
Macklin Grace.
Our little crazy. Yeah. Little Macklin Grace.
But you call her Wacky Mackie, though. You call her Wacky Mackie.
She is a Wacky Mackie.
She is.
He's a silly dog, but no, the Facebook posts are so important, even when you have the little doggy sirens going off
right
in the background.
Yes. Well, we just hope that they're blessing a lot of people. A lot of people watch them. So watch it, share it, and let's get the word of God out there. And we don't talk a lot about it, but we have a ministry in Mexico, and I hope to get back there this year. We have our own radio station, Beacon of Hope does, in Puebla, Mexico. I'm doing a Spanish show once a week, and this particular week when I did this Facebook post, I had already cut my Spanish show with all kinds of music and all kinds of stuff right before I did the Facebook post, so it was kind of hard to get back to speaking English there for a few minutes, but I love doing it, and you can also contribute to this show or our Mexico mission group, our mission work there, by going to our website, www.bohmglobal.com. Go to the bottom of the homepage to donations. It'll open up a PayPal thing, and you can give that way. Or if you're in the local area, come to our Sunday morning service, and you can give that way. So that's at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning. So God bless you. If you want to know the location of that, since it has moved, just give me a call or email me, pastor@bohmglobal.com. Or phone is, you can text at 727-888-4171. That's a new number, 727-888-4171. New number in the last two or three years, not a brand new number. So anyway, we are so glad to be sharing the word with you again today on a two-hour show. And enjoy it every single week. I look forward to this so very much. And I listen to the Lord during the week as to where we're going for the Facebook post, where we're going for Sunday morning, where we're going for Sunday afternoon show. Just love doing it. Dr. Angel and I have a life coaching show every Thursday night at 6:06 p.m. right here on this station called Go Yard, which means hitting a home run in life. And Megan, you almost always listen to those. Do you want to comment on that real quick before we go on in the Word here?
Absolutely. You know, it's something, another one that you need to turn into, because it's a life coaching show. You and Dr. Angel Falzoni, which she's a licensed PhD in mental health counselor. And then Pastor, you know, all of your years experience ministering to those in the ministry field. And, you know, it's just, you guys touch on topics that we all deal with, and you give us wonderful advice. And it's something that you got to tune into. You don't want to miss it.
Yes, this Thursday night will be part three of a series we're in right now. How does your past affect your present? And this is going to be a very, very important show this week. So try to catch it, 6:06 p.m. Thursday night. Also, you can go to tantalknetwork.com anytime, 24/7, 365, and go to podcasts. Open that tab, and then you'll see all the shows for this station. Go to Go Yard for our Thursday night show, Living the Good Life for our Sunday show, to listen to shows you may have missed. So that's all the commercials we're going to give you right now. And we are going to say that we are, as always, so thrilled to be able to share the word of God with you. We're talking about John 10. And Jesus said here that my sheep hear my voice. And now when people say, I don't hear God, I just don't know how to do that. A lot of times it's because of what we've been talking about in this first hour, that we have not learn to tune out the voices of urgency in our lives, the voices of people that just have to drive you crazy all the time. You might have some of those in your life. Or urgency at work. You got to do this and you can't stop. You can't think. Talk to me, Cindy, for a moment about voices of urgency in our lives, would you? And then we'll go to Macon before we do this song.
Well, you know, life is very fast. I mean,
very fast? Is that what you said?
Very fast. Very fast. It's a fast lifestyle. There's always deadlines, the sense of urgency to be this place, that place, especially when you're a mom. You have places to be, your kids have to be certain places, you're running around different, you know, sports events and all that. Everything about this, you know, this age that we live in is a sense of urgency to get things done.
Right.
That in itself is so stressful that we can get caught up in our daily lives with these things that we forget to take time out to pray or get our alone time with God or, you know, learn to hear his voice. To me, as you grow in God, your sense of urgency becomes different. For me, my sense of urgency is to accomplish what God has given me to do on the earth, accomplish what he asked me to do on a daily basis, how he wants to use me. The sense of urgency to please God becomes more prevalent, I think,
yes,
rather than these mundane things that we do daily.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, it just takes time to grow in God and to learn these things and learn how to have peace.
That's right.
To really believe that you can have
To believe
peace.
You can. That's exactly right. I love that, Cindy. Yep.
But you got to start.
You got to start.
You got to make a decision to start believing that you can have that peace.
Right. Amen. You know, there's so many chains in our lives. Chains, I'm saying chains, C-H-A-I-N-S, the chains in our life that try to, you know, really hold us down, that try to divert our attention off of time with God, that do their best to try to get us preoccupied with the pain or the discomfort or the issues going on in our lives. Talk about this, Megan, before this song.
Yeah, chains, boy, they're cumbersome. And boy, they slow you down.
They don't feel very good, do they?
They don't. And it's almost like, you know, sometimes it gets so bad, you can feel physical pain from those chains because it literally can make you physically sick.
Right.
And, you know, once that you have the freedom, once that you tell the Lord, I'm ready to break free, I'm ready to loose this chain that's on me. And when you get to that point and that chain is cut, it's instantaneous. It's a snap of a finger that the peace of God washes over you like fresh flowing water. And, you know, just last weekend, I had to go up for prayer at church because, you know, as Cindy said, that your walk and growth with the Lord it's always changing. It's never going to be, you know, it's always going to be something different. It's always going to be a new learning experience with the Lord. But letting go of what I let go of last weekend, it was amazing because it's like you walk out of church and you're like in this euphoria because you're just, the Holy Spirit just comes over you and you have that peace that you know that you're right there. You were right there in the throne room, right in front of the feet of God. And that the power just washed over you and you walked out a new person.
Amen.
And that's how quick it is. That's how fast when you speak the words and you believe it in your heart, it happens that fast.
Amen. It's a matter of what you described to me. You heard God speaking to you. You knew you needed to go up for prayer and to let go of some things that were holding you down. And that is exactly what God wants us to do. Listen to this song and tell me if it doesn't just bless your heart. Chain Breaker by Zach Williams.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles,
Uh-huh.
If you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies. If you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker.
Amen.
If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. And we've all run to things we know just ain't right. And there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. Feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. You got chains, oh, he's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, you can feel it, somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you feel lost, and he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. You got chains, he's a chain breaker. Oh, if you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. You got chains, oh, he's a chain breaker.
Woo! Got some chains? He's a chain breaker. That's who he is. You got chains. He's a chain breaker. Woo! Cindy, have you known him as the chain breaker in your life ever?
That is one of my favorite songs.
Really? I didn't know that. That's great.
It really is. I play it daily. Really. I do. It applies to so many that I love my life, you know, and it's a message that I want them to understand. I play it for my kids. God has taken so many chains of different things off my back over the years, bouts of everything from depression to drug addiction to marital issues, divorce, financial. You name it, I think I've experienced it. God has allowed me to go through and understand so many hardships that I can relate to others and witness and testify to this song that, you know, no matter how painful it is, you can get through it and get past it with God's healing.
I appreciate you saying all that. And one reason I wanted to play that is to encourage people that he is the chain breaker. And so often I think we get it in our heads that he doesn't hear us. And we may say, and the devil may plant the seed of, well, God doesn't hear you. And when you pray, nothing happens and you don't hear God. What's the matter with you? Why do you think you hear God? You don't hear God. God doesn't talk to people. I have heard that argument many, many times from people in my lifetime. And I can say, well, he talks to me. Okay? He talks to me. And that old song in the garden, and he walks with me and he talks with me. And he tells me I am his own. and the joy we share as we tarry there, no other has ever known. God talks to us, Megan, and he is the chain breaker. And when the devil tries to tell us that he's not the chain breaker, it's because the devil wants us to stay bound up.
Sure he does. You know, that song gets me fired up every time I hear it, especially at the end, that says, if you can see it, if you can feel it, somebody testify.
Woo!
And it's like, that's what I do. It's like, woo, somebody give us a praise report. Somebody tell us where they've been and where the Lord brought them
right.
out. Because I'm here to tell you that the Lord does talk to his people. We just got to be quiet enough to hear him. You know, you gotta get rid of all the garbage. You gotta quit listening to the taunts of the devil. You gotta get your life right. And the only way to get your life right is to get with the Lord. And I'll tell you,
that's right.
There's an urgency in my spirit to get right with the Lord. You know, I've always been a Christian, but I just want to be as close to him as possible.
Amen.
Because I'm telling you, and we've all seen the signs that the Lord's coming back. And I, without a doubt, want to make sure that I'm climbing those stairs when
Woo.
The Lord comes back.
Amen.
And, you know, if you feel a chain on you, you got to seek out. You got to find, you know, either pray it off yourself or find somebody to pray it over you, because
Amen.
You got to release it.
Amen. John 10:14. Thank you for sharing that, both of you. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. That's one of the I ams. There's seven of them in the book of John. This is one of them. I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep. He knows you. Dear one out there in Radio Land, whatever country you're in today, whatever place you live, rural, city, wherever, Jesus says this to us, I know my own sheep, and my own sheep know me. Do you know him? Is he your personal Lord and Savior? In the same way the Father knows me and I know the Father, I put the sheep before myself. In other words, He loved us so much, it says here, sacrificing myself, if necessary. And we know he did. He went to the cross for us. You need to know that I have other sheep in addition to those in this pen. Boy, there's a lot of people on this planet who know God and know his voice. A lot of people, not just people in one country or another. This is why the Father loves me, because I freely lay down my life and I am free to take it up again. And he says here over and over again, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd puts the sheep before himself. And my sheep hear my voice. God will speak to you. Why is it so important that we are stressing this today while we're talking about peace? Talk to us, Megan, then we'll go back to Cindy. Why is it so important that we talk about God speaking to us?
It's so important, because that's the only place you're going to find peace.
That's right.
Is walking with the Lord.
That's
there is
exactly
no
right.
other means of it on this planet. And that's why that's the basis of Christianity is knowing the Father, so that you can gain all of the riches that he has set forth for us in heaven. And one of those, as we're talking today, is peace. And
Amen.
There are so many people. You know, there's so many people in this world that are hurting.
Yes.
There's so many people in this world that don't know the comfort of gaining this
yes.
walk with their Heavenly
that's
Father.
That's exactly
and,
right.
That's why, you know, being on the radio show and testifying to what we've all been through is we do it to glorify the Lord.
Amen.
We do it so that we can gain you in the walk with the Lord, so that we can gain another soul for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Because, you know, don't suffer anymore. Lay it down today and choose to leave all of the garbage, you know, leave it behind, because there's so much waiting on you, in front of you. There's a light that wants to shine on your life. You know, get out of the dark. There's no place in the dark. You can't see where you're going. You're walking blind.
Right.
So come out into the light
yes.
where the Lord can lead
yes.
you in a path of peace.
Amen. Woo, so right on. You preach it, Megan Kramer. Talk to us, Cindy Logan. Woo!
Well, you know, there, I believe, as Megan said, the Lord is coming back soon.
Yes.
And there are signs are abundant. But he's placed a sense of urgency in my heart, and I would think in most Christians' hearts, to seek the truth of his love, your purpose in your life, a sense of urgency to share this message, to get people to understand that God has a purpose for them to accomplish, perhaps before he comes back. There's a sense of urgency for people to know God and to understand
Amen.
His plan and their purpose and to get their life right, as Megan says. We don't have a lot of time to waste anymore. And I just think there's a general sense of urgency for all of us as believers to get this message out.
I agree.
Like we said, with the radio program, Beacon of Hope has a lot going on. We have a lot of outreach trying to get this message out.
That's
to
right.
To help people and to let people know that we love them as God loves them. And I don't know, it gets me fired up to know that there's a sense of urgency in my life to get some people saved.
That's right.
You know, just to make sure they have their salvation. Just something happened. I'll share real quickly. I was going to do the radio program on my mom's front porch today because the weather in Indiana is beautiful today. And she came out and she said, why don't you come in through the kitchen table? And, of course, I have you on speaker when I'm not speaking. I have it on mute. So I said, do you want to have church? And she said, I'll listen. I said, awesome. So I'm at the kitchen table having the radio program, sitting there broadcasting with my mom there. That is such a huge leap of faith and answer to prayer that my mom would come to know Jesus.
Woo!
So I'll share that real quick.
Oh, that's great.
Works in our lives daily, you know, as we believe in him and our obedience.
Amen. Woo! Amen.
No turning back once you get a hold of his love and
that's right.
his grace and mercy.
No, there's no turning back because he wants us to be walking around in peace and in really resting in his presence. We're going to go to Isaiah 30. Are you still driving to work right now, Cindy, then?
Yes, I'm good for a little while. When I get to Indianapolis, I'll let you know.
All right, Isaiah 30.
I don't want to talk in that crap. Southport 30, yeah.
All right, Isaiah 30, verse 18. And I love these words through the prophet Isaiah. God's not finished. He's waiting around to be gracious to you. Now, listener, wherever you are on this globe, God wants to be gracious to you. You say, you don't have any idea what I've done. You don't know how many chains are binding me today. Here's what God is saying to you. This is God's word, hot off the boiler plate of the Holy Spirit. He's waiting around to be gracious to you. You know, there's so often we get it in our head that God's punishing and he's mean and he has pain and suffering and disease that he puts on us for being bad. That's not God. All the way through, we hear that he is a good, good father. And it says right here in Isaiah 30, verse 18, he's waiting around to be gracious to you. He's gathering strength to show mercy to you. God takes the time to do everything right, everything. Those who wait around for him are the lucky ones. Whoa, verse 19 of Isaiah chapter 30. Oh yes, people of Zion, those are overcomers. Citizens of Jerusalem. Yeah, we're citizens of our heavenly home, even though we're not there yet. We are citizens of Jerusalem. Your time of tears is over. Cry for help. Cry for help, and you'll find it's grace and more grace. And the moment he hears, he'll answer. So often we feel like God's mad at us because we didn't get the answer we wanted in prayer at the exact moment. God answers when he hears. However, sometimes his answer is, wait a minute, this situation needs to go on a little longer for your benefit. Not to harm you, but to benefit you and to help you learn a lesson. Talk to us, Megan.
Oh, my. You know, I told you on the phone the other day when I talked to you that if the Lord told me this after Grayson passed away, that if I stay where I am, I will be blessed. And what that meant at the time was if I stay close to the Lord, I will have grace and peace. And, you know, and that thing of that you'll learn a mighty valuable lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope no one takes this in an incorrect manner, because this is just truly the grace of God, is that, you know, yes, it was hard to lose my son, but I'll tell you what, that is something that drives me even harder, to learn the grace of my Father.
Amen.
It's something
Amen.
That
Amen.
I can look back, and I can tell you I have never in my life seen the Lord move as strongly as he did during that time.
Yes.
And it is something, if I sit back and think, it'll knock me down, because the Holy Spirit, when you allow him in your life, he will knock you off of your feet. It is that powerful. And it's
You're right.
that beautiful.
Yes.
If you can come through such a hard time, and yes, you have tears in your eyes, but the light is reflecting off
Woo!
Of you because you have
yes.
allowed the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you, and that you are his witness to this world. And that's what he's waiting on to do. He's waiting to bless you and to knock your socks off.
He is. He is waiting to change your life completely. Cindy, quick word before we go to this song. Talk to us.
Amen, Megan. We're destined to preach.
What?
No, seriously, though. Absolutely right. The Holy Spirit's power... And anything is possible, and he literally will knock you off your feet.
Yes.
There's nothing that God cannot do through his Spirit.
Amen.
So, but people just get a hold of that.
Woo! Jeremiah 32 says, is there anything too difficult for God? The answer is no. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, with God, all things are possible. So, dear one, whatever you're going through right now, let's begin to tune our ears to hear the voice of the Lord. The other day I had my annual physical at my doctor, and he does this thing, you know, where they test you neurologically, you know, to make sure you're feeling you're sensing this little needle thing or this prickly thing he puts on your arms and whatever. And then he put a tuning fork up to my ears, okay? You've all probably had this done if you've had an annual physical. He puts this tuning fork behind the ear, and I heard it. But then when he put it right at my ear, woo, it was really loud. And he said, is that the same on both ears? Did you hear it really loud when it got right up to your ear? And I said, yeah, I did. It was really a difference. And so often we're kind of half listening is my point. And when we really tune our ears to hear the voice of God, he's going to speak. Listen to this song by Mandisa, God Speaking. It's going to bless you.
Who knows how we'll get a hold of us.
loves you so much, dear child of God. You are so special to Him. He created you. The Word says He knew you in your mother's womb. He knows all about you. You can't hide from Him because He knows your thoughts. He knows your actions. He knows everything there is to know about you, and we can't even comprehend that about our God. But He does know you, and therefore He knows the best path for you to take. When we think we know how to do it, when we think we know how to make ourselves happy, when we think that, oh, if I just do this or do that or change jobs or whatever the case may be, and then I'll be happy. You know, true happiness really comes from being in the place where God wants you to be and at the moment and time where He wants you and listening to His voice. That's true happiness, and being led by the peace of God, the joy of the Lord being your strength, and you listening and learning to hear His voice. Sometimes He says, hey, slow down. Whoa, take a moment. Let's talk. Sometimes He says, right on, go, keep going. That's it right there. Go. Sometimes He just says, you haven't spent any time with me lately. Oops. Sometimes He says, I just want to tell you how much I love you. He does talk to us. He talks to us through His Word. He talks to us through teaching like this. He talks to us through people's comments that just all of a sudden hit you right between the eyes. And you know that's God talking to you. He talks to you through songs. That song that we just played, I mean, that is a powerful song to me, Megan. And for all of you listeners, Cindy said to tell you all that she had to walk into work. She's going to listen to the rest of the show, but she can't talk now. And so we thank you, Cindy Logan, for your contribution. It was amazing. God bless you. We thank God for your new job, that you're happy there and all's going well. And so thank you, Cindy. Megan talked to us about how God so wants to communicate with us. You know, I love to hear from my children. And Megan, of course, you're one of my adopted ones too, you know. And I love to hear from my kids. And the other day, in one day, I heard from you, talked to you on the phone. I got to talk to my oldest son, Ryan. The day before, I talked to his wonderful wife, Mary. Then I got to talk to my daughter, Lori, that same day. Then I got to talk to my son, Mark. And then later that night, I got to talk to my wonderful daughter-in-law, Candy, all in one day. And it was
like, what a blessing.
And you know what? At the end of the day, Megan, I was going, well, thank you, Lord. That was really fun to get to catch up with all my kids on one day. I have some nieces and nephews I'm extremely close to, too, and I love to be able to communicate with them, too. A lot of times that's by texting, but I love it, you know? And so I guess I'm just using myself as an example. I was so, tickled pink, you know, to be able to, by the end of the day, I don't even like the color pink, so I don't know why I said that. But anyway, tickled red. To be able to listen and catch up with my kids and hear what they were doing and what you were doing and what was going on in all of you guys' lives. What a blessing. How much more our Heavenly Father loves to hear it from us. That's my point. Talk to us, Megan.
Absolutely. And you know that Mandisa song is, she says, you know, who knows what He'll do to get a hold of us.
Right. And He can do that, can't
that
He?
That is.
Woo!
Oh, boy,
look out,
can
people, because
yeah,
he can get your attention.
That's
whether
right.
Whether you think he can't, yeah. He can. Mm-mm-mm.
That's exactly right. So, you know, don't ever say that, because he's always looking for a way in. You know, it's he's always right there, but he's always right beside you. And it's just like, you know, his love and adoration for us, you can't even put words to it. Mm-hmm. Because the only thing I can say is it's in a song, and I can't remember who sings it, but just look at the scars on his hand,
yeah,
and the scar on his side.
Right.
That someone would love you enough to give their life for you.
Hmm.
And if that doesn't speak volumes to you, then I don't know what to tell you. Because I could never fathom giving my life up for another human.
But God did, through His Son, Jesus.
That's how, yes, amen. That's His pure heart, His pure nature. And it's just, he wants to bless you. He wants to give you the peace that passes all understanding. Amen. He wants you. He wants to teach you of his glory. He wants to teach you of what's waiting on you in eternity. He wants to use Amen. You to teach others. And, you know, it's just, it's so hard to put words to sometimes what I'm trying to say, but I hope that made sense.
No, it makes sense. And you know what you were talking about that? It reminded me a couple weeks ago I was out showing homes, and I was on the highway, and I still had about another hour before I was going to get home, and because I'd been showing like 9 houses that day. And I got a text saying that my little great-granddaughters, who are up in Indiana, up there right now visiting with their grandmother, wanted to Skype with me right then. And that they had asked, please get Nana on that computer thing, you know? And so I said, I'll be home in about an hour. And the minute I get home, I will Skype with you because I want to see your faces. And I wanted to hear what they were doing in school. And they're 4 years old and all that they're learning and everything. And I tell you, when that computer opened and there's their precious little faces and they're talking, Nana, hi, Nana, you know, and I am like, oh, that just melts your heart. You know, you just want to talk to them and they are so beautiful. And I said, I miss you girls so much. Miss you too, Nana. And that's like us and God, Megan. I mean, God wants that kind of relationship with us that he's going, you know, hey, when you get a minute, I really want to Skype with you. you know what I mean? And of course,
I do.
Not Skype, but you know, listen, he wants us to talk to him and he wants to talk to us. Get out your Bible and listen because he wants to talk to you. And talk to me about that, Megan, and we're going back to Isaiah 30 here for a moment. Go ahead.
Well, he does, because no greater wisdom and no greater advice is going to come from anybody but the Lord.
Right.
And you're going to find that in the Bible. You're going to find that in your prayer time. You're even going to find it through praise music.
Yeah.
Because that, you know, praise music, there are songs that will just get me
yes.
every single time.
Woo,
and it's like,
yes.
okay, Lord, wow, Lord, you just put that on the radio just for
just
me.
Just now for
and
me, yes.
Yes, exactly. And it's those moments, it's like, you know, Lord, you got me crying. It's like, you know, it's those unexplained tears. But you know, it could have been something that you needed healing over right there and in that moment, because no one knows what you need better than the Lord.
Well, you are so right. And you know, when I got the text that A and B, that's what we call them, Aaliyah and Briley, wanted to Skype with their Nana, it was like, oh, wow, they're the one initiating it. It's usually me going, hey, guys, how are you? Where are you? Can you Skype with me? And it was like they were going, we need to talk to you, Nana. And isn't that what God wants? He wants us to say, I need to talk to you, Father God, Daddy God. I need to, you know? Isaiah 30 says this in about verse 20, 21. Your teacher, which is the Holy Spirit, which is God Almighty, will be right there, local and on the job, urging you on wherever you wander, whenever you wander, left or right. It doesn't say if you ever wander left or right. It says whenever you wander left or right, because we all wander, don't we? This is the right road. Walk down this road. God will tell you the road to walk. God will tell you the people to be in your life and the people to not be in your life. You say, are you kidding me? No. Some people are not good for us and some people are wonderful for us. And God will tell us, this is the right road. Walk down this road. You'll scrap your expensive and fashionable God images. In other words, the things that we put before God in our relationship with God. When we get serious about really hearing his voice, Megan, we let go of things that have kept us from hearing his voice. And he wants to say, wait a minute, walk this way. Or put this person in your life. Or don't have this person in your life.
Yeah,
or don't
watch
that kind of movie. Or don't listen to gossip and garbage and whatever, but do listen to the Bible on tape. You know what I'm saying? That kind of stuff. It's do this, don't do this type stuff. God wants to lead us. He really wants to lead us. Talk to us, Meg.
Well, you know, that's like deciding to either eat a healthy diet or to eat a junk-filled diet. And
Seriously, you had to bring up weight, Megan, because you
hey,
have lost.
I didn't say weight.
Okay, diet. Okay.
I didn't.
Well, you'll be proud of me because I'm in my third week of writing everything down on my my Fitness Pal thing and counting calories again. So yeah, but you have lost like 149 pounds or something. What is it? It's not quite that much.
Oh, heavens no. No, I don't. If I lost that much, I would
You
be
would not
here.
Even be here. I'm teasing you. I'm sorry. That makes everybody think you were a big.
I know you are.
You were big and you were not. So.
That was a big mama.
No.
No.
But anyway, I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry. Getting ornery. Go ahead.
You derailed me, Pastor.
I'm sorry. I know.
But you know.
My bad.
It's about putting. You're okay. You're ornery. We love you. It's about putting the good things in your life. It's about clearing out
Amen.
The bad.
Yes.
You know, and the Lord will direct you in what you're supposed to do, and He really does. And you know, sometimes it's really hard to let go because, for me, I have this huge, overflowing compassion that. Many people in this world have taken advantage of, and, you know, it's fine. I keep returning because the Lord told me a couple of years ago that He would never allow my heart to be scarred, no matter how many times people have hurt me. And that meant to me that I needed to continue with this level of compassion because I'll tell you, the one thing that if I leave anything behind on this earth is I want people to know that when I love like God loved
Amen.
Us.
As
Amen. Close as I can come.
Yes.
And that, you know, I'll forgive your faults and I'll forgive your shortcomings. But, you know, sometimes it's hard that, you know, we want to fix things. We want to fix people.
We
want to fix situations. But we can't. We really cannot do that because the ultimate guide to this life is God
Amen.
and his Bible. The rules for living are in the Bible. And, you know, no matter where you start, the Lord will even direct you. He directs me many times. Of go to the scripture, go to the scripture, just like He does with you here on the
yep.
radio show,
yep.
Pastor. Is
yep.
you know, go to this chapter and read it right now. Go read this scripture because
He's done that in
the power
his show.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
He sure did, and it's like you know, it's wonderful because that direction is exactly what we need. That direction is what's going to guide us and keep us on the path that we're supposed to be. It's going to keep us in that peace. It's going to keep us in that restful place that we have to be in.
You are so right. And you know what? It's all about spending time in His presence. We're going to do that song that I love so much, Oh, the Glory of Your Presence. Because, people, if this is new to you, what we're talking about spending time with God in prayer, in the Word, in devotional time, like Jesus Calling by Sarah Young, excellent devotional to read every day. Prayers avail much, the Word of God, praying the Word. If all of this is new to you, try it. And you will see that God will move mightily in your presence. Learn to praise God. It's an easy way to learn is to put on Pandora and some great music and really listen and praise God with this music at Chris Tomlin Station or Matt Redman or Casting Crowns or Selah or... Juanita Bynum, there's so much good stuff out there. Put it on and listen to it and let it fill your heart and your house and your car and just listen to all of this and you will draw closer to God. Oh, the glory of your presence. Worship with us right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we come before you right now and we say we are a people that are hungry for your presence in our lives. Lord, we need you every moment of the day. We need you, God. We need you to speak to us. We need you to give us the right path, the right people in our lives that will bless us. Lord, we need to hear your voice on a daily, on a moment-by-moment basis. Lord, we need you. We are not content to continue down the same path we've been on for so long, where we are just not walking in victory. We want to walk in the newness of your presence in our lives. Lord, I pray for every listener right now, wherever they are around this globe, whether they listen live or later on, Lord, that you would touch their hearts today, that this program will be a blessing to them, that they will understand the importance of listening to your voice so that they can walk in peace, that you will bring peace and you will bring the path of peace into their lives as they listen to your voice. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you right now for all those that will ever hear this broadcast. Let it help them understand the importance of spending time in your presence, where there is fullness of joy and peace forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for this ability to be here today and speak your word in Jesus' name. We pray in Jesus' name. Man, you just signaled me from the studio that you have something that God has given you. Let me get your mic on. Hang on. Go ahead.
Okay. I want you to feel my glory this day. Will you look to me and sincerely pray? My glory will enter the place you are. You will feel my presence and power. Breathe in my presence while waiting on me. You will receive my glory. You will see. So, what will it be on this day? Will you look to me and pray? I will embrace you with my loving care. Trust me, I will certainly meet you there.
Oh, that is so good. Woo, I love when God gives you a poem like that. You've been in there typing the whole show, haven't said a peep. And now, and I know you've been working on this book you're writing and all that. Praise God, that was amazing. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to us through that poem. Talk to us, Megan.
Oh, amen. And right on, the Holy Spirit, that whole entire poem was just Holy Spirit telling the listeners that no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, the Lord will meet you wherever you are, whether your car, you're in your house. You know, if you're in your house, turn the TV off, turn off all the background noise and focus on Him, because it's time to live richly. And what I mean by that is to live in peace.
Amen. And you know, Megan, so often we all get caught up in just the trappings of life, you know, the busyness of the day, sure, the craziness, and especially when we're juggling a lot of balls, you know, in life, you know, a lot of jobs or a lot of kids or whatever the case may be. And we can find ourselves in a place of discouragement or feeling sorry for ourselves or just plain depressed or anxious or angry. And God wants us walking in peace. That's His joy. That's His purpose for us. He says He is the Prince of Peace. And He says, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives unto you. That's John 16:33. He said, my peace I leave with you. Here's my peace. Take it. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives, because the world doesn't give peace. The world gives all kinds of stuff going on, right? But He said, not as the world gives do I give it unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. He does not want us walking in fear. 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us a spirit of fear. That doesn't come from God. Fear does not come from God. Anxiety does not come from God. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. You can walk in the power of God. You can walk in the love, His love. You can walk with a sound mind. Those of you that are battling mental things, 2 Timothy 1:7 is your verse. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Those of you that are walking around in anxiety right now, it says in Philippians 4:7 that we should absolutely give those anxieties to Him, and we should just trust Him, you know, with all of the stuff that comes at us from day to day. Lord, here it is. I don't know what to do with it. Philippians 4:6-7. Go and read it. It will bless you. Woo! Megan, talk to us. Wow.
Oh, wow. Amen, Pastor. You know, that is the thing, is if you're walking in anxiety or fear or worry, you know, there is an answer, and that's what we've been talking about the whole entire show today, is that the answer is the Lord. And there is no greater place to be. I can speak that for myself, is, you know, over the last 24 months, there's been a lot of change occur in my life, but there's also been a lot of spiritual growth, and I crave it. And I Amen. Wish that for the rest of the listeners, that you get into a position that you can get rid of all the crud and give it to the Lord and crave that love. Crave
yes,
that
yes,
embrace
yes.
that the Lord wants to give you, because it's such a wonderful place to be. It's a
it
place
is.
Of clarity, because the Lord gives you His wisdom.
Amen.
It's such a place of quiet. And what I mean by that is, all of the things going on around you are silent. When you're in that zone, when you're in that spiritual zone, when you're walking with the Lord, all of that, you know, that like a bad radio station, you just can't quite hear the music, or you
right.
can't quite make out what they're saying. God clears all that out.
Amen.
And it's today is your day to claim that clarity.
Ooh,
it's time
yes.
to let go of all the garbage in the name of Jesus.
We agree right now in Jesus' name. We agree. Let's pray for our listeners. Dear Heavenly Father, you know who all these people are. You know where they are. You know what's going on in their lives. We don't, and we probably never will. But Lord, you know. And so, Lord, we come to you humbly today, and we ask that you move the mountains of fear, anxiety, depression, worry, doubt, poverty, lack, whatever the mountains are in our people's that listen here, our listeners, their lives. Lord, we ask that you move those mountains. And Lord, we just declare right now that they will desire your peace to rule in their lives. They will desire their relationship with you to deepen, get stronger, get closer. That they will desire to hear your voice like never before in their lives. They'll just want to hear you, Lord. They'll want to talk to you. Lord, we just declare right now in the name of Jesus that our listeners hear the voice of the Good Shepherd, and that our listeners know that it is God speaking to them. Lord, we declare that right now in Jesus' name, and thank you for it before we see it, before we may never see it, but you know what's going on across this planet. God bless every one of you. Woo! In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Final words there. Nan, did you have anything you wanted to add? Did you have anything you wanted to add?
Just that it's been a fantastic show, and I hope people will really be able to take hold of what was shared today.
Thank you. Thank you, and thank you for that poem. That was really good. Megan, final thoughts. Got to get out of here.
You know, I agree with Nan that I hope people really hear what was shared on the radio today, that the Holy Spirit is trying to awaken a lot of people that have went to sleep,
right,
and that it's time to take a hold of what you are being granted, and that is forgiveness, number one, and it's the love and peace and grace of God. So reach out and claim it today in the name of Jesus.
Praise God. Thank you, Megan Kramer. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We love you. You're Betty Thomas's daughter. And
love
Joe,
you guys too.
Betty and Joe Thomas, and we love them so much. And we love you and your whole family, Ben and the kids. And so, Lord, we just thank you for this time. That I echo what Megan is saying. We thank you for this time we've had today with our listeners. So if you want to hear the show again, it'll be up on the podcast tonight, because Pete, the engineer that comes in after I engineer, he will get it up there. TantalkNetwork.com, and go to podcasts and go to Living the Good Life. That's the name of this show, and you can hear it all again tonight. Living the Good Life on TantalkNetwork.com, podcast Living the Good Life. Check our Thursday night show out, and that is Go Yard, and that is in our new series, Dr. Angel and I, and this is week 3 of How Does Your Past Affect Your Present? And you're going to want to catch that this Thursday night live, 6:06 p.m. We'll be right here in the studio doing that show. As always, it's a joy to be with you. Oh, all right. That's okay. I will just close with that. That's good. That's not the song I thought was coming up. That's great. Had the wrong disc in, but that's fine. That's a good one to end with. This has been Megan Kramer, Cindy Logan, Ann Watson, and Pastor Marcia McAllister.
But you keep on searching.
Good way to go out on this song.
I've done all the work. But you keep on working.
We'll see you next week, same time, 3 o'clock.
On empty, and you can't find the remedy. Just come to the well. You can spend your whole life chasing what's missing. But that empty inside, it just ain't gonna listen. When nothing can satisfy, and the world leaves you high and dry, just come to the well. And all who thirst will thirst no more. And all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try.